Direct from Music City, this is the Campfire Cafe on the Equestrian Legacy Radio Network.
I'll bet you never heard old Marshall Dillon say, "Miss Kitty, have you ever thought of running away? Settling down, would you marry me? If I ask you twice and beg you pretty please." She'd have said yes in a New York minute. They never tied a knot. His heart wasn't in it. He just stole a kiss as he rode away. He never hung his hat up at Kitty's place. I should have been a cowboy. I should have learned to rope and ride. Wearing my six shooter, riding my pony on a cattle drive. Stealing a young girl's heart, just like Gene and Roy, singing those campfire songs. Oh, I should have been a cowboy. Sidekick with a funny name, running wild through the hills, chasing Jesse James, ending up on the brink of danger, riding shotgun for the Texas Rangers. No West, young man, haven't you been told? California's full of whiskey, women and gold, sleeping out all night beneath the desert stars, with a dream in my eye and a prayer in my heart. Should have been a cowboy. I should have learned to rope and ride. Wearing my six shooter, riding my pony on a cattle drive. Stealing a young girl's heart, just like Gene and Roy, singing those campfire songs. Oh, I should have been a cowboy.
To the Campfire Cafe. That was the late, great Toby Keith. Of course, the world knows now that Toby passed away on Monday from stomach cancer. Our thoughts and prayers go out to Toby's family, his friends, and his fans around the world. But a great, great loss. We have a phenomenal show scheduled for you today. Joining us on the Campfire Cafe is one of my favorite Western duos, The Farmer and Adele will be joining us, Grace Adele and Keenan Wade. So we're going to have some great music and great conversation with them. And then in the second part of the show, it's Saddle Up America. And for over two decades, Mustang Heritage Foundation has been the leading advocate for America's Mustangs. We'll be talking with Kerry Schultes, the Director of Programs with Mustang Heritage Foundation. But right now, let's take a listen to a great song from The Farmer and Adele. It's the Saddle Up song. When we come back, we'll be talking with Grace and Keenan today on the Campfire Cafe.
Behind me and night sky is ours to hold. Hold him high. You've stolen this wandering heart of mine.
We could be your huckleberry.
I could be yours to marry. Singing our saddle love song.
Western duo, the Farmer and Adele. They are made up of Grace Adele and Keenan Wade, and they are good friends of mine. Please welcome to the show, the Farmer and Adele. Hey, guys. Oh, gosh. Howdy, howdy. So you guys are traveling today, so if you don't sound like you're right here with me, that's why. They are in the car traveling today. And so we're just kind of going to get some noise from the road, probably. I don't know. But anyway, good to have you guys with us.
Yeah, we are. Yeah, we are so excited to be here and just so honored to be on your program. We are traveling. We're en route to see our dear friend, Sherry Bond. She's the daughter of Johnny Bond. And Johnny Bond was Gene Autry's guitar player for 30 years. And we're finally able to go and visit with her, so it's mighty fine that we hope that you can still hear us as we're en route, and we'll be stopping soon, so it might get better and better, but we're so excited to be here. Thanks for having us, Gary.
You sound good, and good to have you with us. So you guys are staying pretty busy. I noticed that you have just opened for Riders in the Sky at the CMA Hall of Fame and Museum. And how was that show?
Oh, it was so great. It was spectacular. It's I think the third or fourth year we've been able to share a show with the Riders in the Sky.
And always a big honor.
Always a big, big honor. And we're just, you know, we've been able to write songs and collaborate with them. And it's just been a great joy. And we have some other projects that we've been working on that we've met through the Riders in the Sky, some dear friends of theirs and now ours, too. But, yeah, they are just – they're the best. We love them.
I was going to ask you, I was thinking earlier about this. Were they some of your musical influences as you got started into Western music? And who were the others that were big influences for you guys?
Absolutely. So Farmer, Keenan, and I were very much into Western swing, and we were listening to a lot of Homer Haynes and Jethro Burns, and we were listening to a lot of Bob Wills.
And then probably for me it was in early 2000 seeing the Time Jumpers for the very first time.
Yeah.
That, to me,
yeah.
A huge game changer. And I just remember when I saw them, I was like, oh, okay, this is jazz, but in a more like, I don't want to use the word hillbilly because it can be derogatory to some, but I mean, it, you know, otherwise instruments played in country music and primarily used in country music were also being used to play big band music. And
right.
to hear that at the time for me, my jaw, I mean, I just couldn't keep it off the table. It just blew me away and greatly influenced me at that point. And then when Grace and I met the writers in the sky, I think it was in 2009 or 2010, there is this cowboy element to it. It was like seeing the Time Jumpers, but we noticed this cowboy element that was there in the music as well.
Right.
And then we just thought that was very interesting and instantly just fell in love. And I don't know, it was very inspired to write our own songs in that style. And I think that's where it really began.
Yeah. The music felt fun and it felt, we're songwriters. And so we were,
felt like Christmas, Grace Adele.
Yeah, well, I've always thought cowboy music felt a little like Christmas, has that warm kind of some jazzy chords. And I was just starting to learn that style. The only people I'd seen who were playing sock rhythm style guitar, I was watching videos of Homer Haynes and videos of Chet Atkins and some other players. And so I saw Ranger Doug live, and he was the first person I saw in person that was playing that style of guitar in both of those formats, the Time Jumpers and the Riders in the Sky. And so I, you know, decided we had to be friends with him. And so we've been friends ever since.
Well, he's a pretty good guy. He is a pretty good guy.
Oh, yeah.
He's a good guy to be friends with.
He's getting up right now. Over at Sherry as well. So, yeah, still friends to this day.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Hey, I want to get to another song. This one is Gone, Long Gone. When we come back, we're going to get personal with the farmer and Adele. You're listening to the Campfire Cafe on the Equestrian Legacy Radio Network. They have no idea what we're going to be talking about. We'll be right back.
One, two, three, four.
Great.
why can't I see? She's gone, long gone. Dream keeps on, why can't I see? She's gone, long gone.
Gone, long gone, the farmer and Odell, and we're back to our cafe. You know, I said we're going to get a little personal when we come back. And Farmer Keenan, you're like me. We both married up, okay? And so how did the two of you meet?
Oh, Grace and I met on a park bench during an art hop in Ohio, which is where we're originally from. And I was driving by and saw that she was playing a guitar, and I instantly knew I had a chance because, you know, at least at talking to her, because I had my mandolin on me at the time. And I've never really been good at talking to girls. But I figured, well, the music's there, so there already lies the social icebreaker. And I went ahead and just pulled over and got my mandolin out and walked up to her. And I think the first song we played with each other was Your Cheating Heart by Hank Williams. So, you know, it was love right away.
Gosh. Well, Grace, how long did it take before he asked you to marry him? What was the length of time in between that first meeting and him popping the question?
Well, yes, we've always been a slow couple together. So it took quite a bit. It took a while, maybe about a good 6 years before we finally decided to get married. And
we were traveling a lot and playing a lot at that
time. We were pretty busy. So, but once we decided we're going to get married, we had it planned in 2 weeks, and then we got married. So it was great.
Oh, wow.
It was a wonderful wedding.
Wow.
Yeah, it was a wonderful wedding, and we had just a nice small wedding. We walked to the local park. Our friend played the fiddle and marched us to the park, and then in the middle of it turned around to us and said, you know what? I've never played the fiddle and walked at the same time. And he did an amazing job.
And then later we went to a square dance.
Took our small group of friends and family out to eat, and then we went to our friend who was playing fiddle for us. He's in the Hog Slop String Band, and he was doing a square dance that night. So we took everybody to the square dance, and it was such a good time.
Oh, yeah. It was
Oh, gosh. All right, so when did you become the farmer and Adele? Was that before you got married, after you got married?
It was after we got married. We actually, it was like kind of right around the time we had recorded. I remember we had recorded our first record, and we recorded with members of the Riders in the Sky, that first record. And I remember coming in to finish some of the recording up and Ranger Doug saying, "Oh, it's the newly lovebirds." So we got married
at the same time.
Yeah, I think it was kind of right around that same time that we got married the very end of 2014, and then we put that record out in 2015.
Right, but we recorded the record in 2014, and we recorded it with really no idea that it was going to be a Farmer and Adele record. It was originally just like, let's just go in and have fun and record these songs with the Riders in the Sky, because we couldn't think of anyone better to record these songs with. We just kept hearing them on the recording. It just made all the sense in the world to take this batch of songs and go like, hey, you guys want to do this? And they were like, yeah, okay. And so we went in and recorded, and then maybe almost a year went by, and we're like, and I think in 2015 is when we started the Farmer and Adele. It was just a group to play around Nashville. We were just mainly having fun, you know, like we were taking a break from being Americana songwriters, you know, in that genre, and just kind of using the Farmer and Adele as a chance to sing all the old country and Western songs that we just grew up loving. and getting to play that in a group setting, which was for us at the time really, really fun to do.
Yeah.
And it still is.
Yeah, yeah. I remember the I think the you know, we were going as a solo, we were just going under my name for a while, just Grace Adele, and there's some records out there.
Mm-hmm.
Under the name Grace Adele, my name. And
yeah.
But I remember when we were trying to decide on the Western album, my friend had mocked up a cover, and it was Grace Adele meets the Riders in the Sky. And we ended up deciding the Baptist songs wasn't really what we were doing. It seemed like something new that we were onto. And so that's where it just organically became the Farmer and Adele. It really was not well thought out, or it just kind of happened that way.
Oh gosh. Well, it works, and it's a great, it's great. The Farmer and Adele. And
yeah.
I love it. Farmer Keenan.
Yeah.
Farmer Keenan.
And I, yeah. I think a lot of opportunities just started happening for us without us trying. At the time when we started the Farmer and Adele, just this whole other world of shows and other opportunities creatively started happening around us. And we're like, oh.
Yeah.
Oh,
and then,
okay.
And then we got the Western bug. Do you know the Western bug? To us, the Western
bug. I know the
Western
bug.
Yeah, you start putting on some really amazing boots, and you start finding some amazing clothes and hats, and you know, it's
well. I was
going to
ask. Yeah, I was going to ask that because your costuming is absolutely great. It is absolutely great.
Yeah. Well, some of our first costuming was done by our friend Riley Reed, who is now working for Dolly Parton. So we can't get anything
made
by her anymore. So she's an incredible Western clothing designer. She studied under Manuel, worked at Robert's Western World as a bartender for years, and then just Parton clothing
incredible.
Design gig. Yeah, she's actually mentioned in the new book of Dolly Parton's that just came out not that long ago about Dolly's fashion over the years.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
And we have noticed throughout our Western career thus far, when we started out, we had tiny hats and our cowboy hats have grown larger, and we look back at photos and we just think,
the bigger
look,
the hat, the bigger the career.
Yeah.
yeah, that's true.
We think, look at those tiny hats on our heads. I think, you know, we've been slowly, like I said, we do things very slow. We've been slowly growing into our hats.
Oh, that's funny. That's funny. Yeah, it's kind of interesting. A friend of Mary Kay's has been wearing Western hats, and I told her the other day, I said, you need to tell her to get a bigger hat. That just doesn't look right, you know. Got to get something done.
You know, yeah. You know exactly what we're talking about.
I know what you mean.
I just wrote a new song with Wood Newton, who co-wrote Bobby Sue.
And
right.
Co-wrote Elvira.
Yeah, a bunch of other songs. And we just wrote a song called You Gotta Have a Hat, you know?
I heard a little bit of that. Wood is a great guy. He's been on the show.
Yeah.
The first person that Mary Kay wrote with when she came to Nashville to visit me was Wood Newton, and it was at Chet's office, just like you guys did. And
that's how it gets.
What
me,
a,
you know, like
what a hoot!
Yeah, like
yeah.
Wood gets you addicted to writing songs by taking you to cool places like Chet Atkins' old office
right.
over at RCA, doesn't he? Yeah, he
that's
what
right.
a wonderful songwriter and incredible nice guy.
What an
well.
Honor! Yeah, we mm-hmm. feel so spoiled. It was so much fun.
Yeah.
Well, he's a neat guy. I'm going to get to a fairly new song now. So tell us about Cowhand Lullaby.
Oh, yeah. Go ahead, Grace Adele.
Yeah, we are so excited about Cowhand Lullaby. It is a song that Farmer Keenan and I co-wrote together. And Farmer Keenan was reading all about the singing cowboy and how the singing cowboy got his start singing around the campfire to the cattle in the dark so that there wouldn't cause a stampede. And we're thinking about that and how dangerous that must have been and how dangerous that must have felt, you know, out.
Especially considering a lot of the early cowboys, historically speaking, you know, in the history of the span of when cowboys herded cattle from Texas all the way up north as far as Montana, these guys were only like 16.
Youngsters. Yeah.
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 I mean, can you imagine trusting a 16-year-old now with 1,000 cattle?
Not any 16-year-olds I know. Yeah, I don't know what's happened, but not any 16-year-olds I know.
Yes.
But anyway, let's take a listen. Go ahead.
Oh, we had the pleasure of recording this all around in one big room, all around just plain microphones.
In the dark.
You know, it's what you're going to hear is what we got. So we wanted to emulate how musicians recorded. We love the 1940s, the 30s and the 40s and of that era. So we wanted to try to emulate that. So we hope you enjoy it.
All right. This is great. This is Cowhand Lullaby. We're talking with the farmer and Adele today on the Campfire Cafe. Yep.
See the
one of the best voices in Western music today is Grace Adele.
Oh, my gosh. Oh. Thank you. That's too kind.
I'm telling you. Great, great voice.
I know
and Keenan's
really
okay.
See, but I'm completely blushing right now. He just left because you said that.
Oh, gosh. Well, you have an absolutely great voice. Absolutely great voice.
Oh, thank
so,
you so much.
You're very welcome. So it used to be the Farmer and Adele, and now there is Miss Vera, who is suddenly 2 years old and the sweetest little thing you ever saw. So has Vera changed your life? Lives?
Oh, my God. Yes, Vera's our little baby girl. I keep saying baby to her, and she's already at two saying, I'm not a baby. I'm like, wait, I didn't think that was going to happen yet. It's so sweet. It's been so wonderful. At age, when she was 4 months, we took her to the Cowboy Festival in Arkansas, and she did just great there. And so we hope that we can, you know, one of the amazing things about this style of music and the places you get to go is that we hope that we'll be able to expose Vera to the style and all the wonderful musicians we meet on the road and all the wonderful people we meet along the trail. And it certainly changed our life for the best, in the best way possible. Musically, we just have to kind of just figure out timing and find the energy to practice and the energy to, but we're trying to schedule creative days where we'll get to go and sit and write songs, and we have all kinds of creative projects in the works that we're still wanting her to be incorporated with the things that we love to do, and she'll find the things that she wants to do eventually as well, and it might not be what we love, but for now she's going along with the flow.
Gosh, you guys know Joni Harms? You know Joni Harms?
Yes.
Joni is in from Oregon, and she's done a lot of writing with Wood Newton. She's a good friend of Wood's and comes to Nashville and writes quite a bit and records. But it was interesting because she was pregnant with her daughter, Olivia, and she had a big show to do with several of the country stars from here in Nashville out there. And so they delivered early, okay? And so they delivered early, and then the next thing you know, she has Olivia on stage with her at like 7 days old performing.
Wow.
And so now Olivia is a great performer herself and travels the country.
Yeah.
And she's living in Texas now performing. So you can never tell.
You never know. Yeah, Vera already has some good rhythm. She was, I was playing shows all the way up until I delivered. So I had my guitar, you know, it looked like I was playing a dobro. And so she kind of, you know, she was delivered on the 2-4 beat. And she'll get that little tambourine and she'll, you know, play along with us. And she's got a little ukulele and is loving music and loving to dance.
That is so cool. Well, tell me a little bit about this puppet show, Keenan. What is the deal with a puppet show?
Yeah, well, I'm going to take over just for a minute.
Okay.
We have been working on a roots music vegetable puppet show. We've received a grant from Nashville Metro Arts. It's our second grant with them to continue our project. And so we started out with some videos, and we did a little video with them of our main star, Elvis Parsley. And so we are now developing a half-hour show with a set, and there's going to be live puppets, live music. It's Western-themed, but also garden-themed to learn where our food comes from. And we had the pleasure of writing our script with Texas Bix Bender, Steve Arwood from, he wrote Writers Radio Theater for over 25 years.
Okay.
And he also wrote with, he wrote jokes for Hee Haw, and he's written several cowboy books that everyone must have if you don't already have them. It's just been an incredible opportunity. He would come over once a week for the past year, and I don't know how we got anything accomplished because all we would do is laugh through the whole writing session.
Oh gosh.
So we're getting this all together, and hopefully we'll have a live show, live half hour show, and then we'll be filming it as well to just have it to keep,
oh, that's great.
Keep,
well,
working on it.
Yeah, I saw a little clip with Elvis Parsley on your Facebook page. And so right now I'm going to encourage people around the world, if you're on Facebook, go to their Facebook page, The Farmer and the Dell, and you can catch some of the music, and you can catch Elvis Parsley on there.
Yeah, we have over 30 videos for children on YouTube, on our YouTube channel. It's a separate channel called Saddle Up with The Farmer and Adele. And Elvis Parsley, he makes his debut on that channel as one of the videos. But there's also nursery rhymes, and there's we do some games for kids where we're counting cows, and we've got some other like really fun educational videos of planting cucumbers and tomatoes. And so that's all up on YouTube at the Saddle Up with the Farmer and Adele.
Oh, that is so cool. Well, I'm going to have to check out Saddle Up with the Farmer and Adele. I haven't done that yet, but I'm going to after the show today, so I can share that with my great grandbaby.
Yep, probably love
that. Yep. So another song I'm going to get to real quickly, and this is Don't Fall in Love with a Tumbleweed. Tell me about this song.
Yeah, so this is our brand. Do you hear that plane up there? This is our brand new single. This song is coming out, so you all are getting a sneak peek, which is so exciting. It's going to be out where you can stream music, wherever you love to stream music, on February 14th, Valentine's Day.
All right.
This is an ode. Yes, and this is an ode to all the cowgirls out there. The song is about one of the best gifts that I've ever received in my life, besides Vera, of course, was a tumbleweed. My very good friend, Brennan Lee, she's a wonderful songwriter.
She just
debuted an album, not debuted, but she has a Western album out with Asleep at the Wheel, which we wrote another song on her album. The Ballad of Leonard Sly is on her record that she cut. But this song, Brennan and I wrote, and Brennan was driving from West Texas all the way up to Nashville and coming back from a gig. And she went out on the Lone Prairie and went to search for a tumbleweed. And she told me, Grace, you don't know how big these things are when you're out there. Like, she just didn't think she was actually going to be able to bring one because they were so large. But she found a suitable size that would fit in the back of their van. So they got the tumbleweed, and they drove halfway to Nashville, Tennessee, and realized they were allergic to tumbleweeds. So that didn't stop her. She actually took the tumbleweed and put it in a plastic bag, which is one of the greatest inventions of mankind, and then drove the rest of the way up to Nashville, Tennessee, and gave me, we were meeting for dinner, and in the parking lot, she gave me a tumbleweed. I mean, that's the best gift any girl could get. So awesome. I put the tumbleweed in my backyard, and I fenced the tumbleweed in, and I watched it roll around. And then I got very, very nervous because I, you know, I didn't want it to go away. So I after I fenced it in, I had a pole, and I actually took twine and tied it up on this pole. And then I called my garden tumbleweed gardens. And then one day I looked out the window, and my tumbleweed disappeared and it was gone, and I was getting ready to. I know it's that it's a sad song. I forgot to tell you that, and so I was getting ready to write to get together with Brennan and write. We were going to do a co-writing session, and I sat down with her and I had to confess that I had lost my tumbleweed, and so we sat down and decided to write this song. And. And it's actually just sage advice, y'all. Don't fall in love with the tumbleweed. I hope you enjoy it.
All right, let's take a listen. This is going to be a sad song, I can tell right now. Don't fall in love with the tumbleweed. It's the Farmer and Adele. We'll be back.
One, two, three.
Enjoyed this show a lot.
Well, you're awesome, Gary, and it's a pleasure to be here on Campfire Cafe.
Yes, always love to get around the campfire.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Look forward to getting together with you guys pretty soon and with Miss Vera. And, again, I can't believe she's already 2 years old. I do not know where the time is going. Do not know where time goes. But I told Grace earlier, I said, before you know it, Keenan, she's going to be going to the prom, and you're going to have to guard harder with a rifle or something with all the guys that are going to be coming around. Anyway.
Yeah.
Gosh. Hey, listen, tell our worldwide audience how they can find you. Give us your website and where they can find you on all social so they can follow you.
Well, you can find the Farmer Nadell at www.everybodylovesthefarmernadell.com.
And
you can
true.
Also
Everybody
find us
loves.
On social media trail on Instagram. Just look up the Farmer Nadell music on Instagram and all that fun stuff as well.
Yep, mm-hmm. And we'll be putting all out right. a brand new single every month.
Well, about every 6 weeks to be.
Okay, every
Let's
six
not
weeks.
Wear ourselves down on the trail so too much, Grace. No.
Yeah.
All right, and the YouTube channel is what? Give us that again.
Saddle Up with the Farmer Nadell.
Mm-hmm.
Saddle
yeah, for,
up
the, for the cow kiddos.
But there is, we do have a Farmer Nadell YouTube channel of a lot of our live performances as well,
mm-hmm.
which is that's
right.
the Farmer Nadell on YouTube. So.
All right. So there are two different ways you can find them on YouTube as well. Well, you guys have been absolutely fantastic, and we look forward to having you back again. And we're going to close the show today with one called Join the Dance. And
great.
Guys, Rich. Yep, yep, yep. Thank you so much for being with us today. Appreciate you guys.
Thank you, Gary.
Thank you, Gary.
You're welcome. Well, yeah.
Come on and join the dance, just a romance, let the music set your way. Come on and join the dance and take a chance, we're here so now let's stay. You say you'd rather spend the hour lazy off your feet, but I have seen you lighten up when we start, I dance in cheek to cheek. Don't force me to dance alone or with someone I might meet. Come on and join me tonight.
Well, it's time now for Saddle Up America on the Equestrian Legacy Radio Network. When we come back, we're going to be talking Mustangs today on Saddle Up America.
Heard about a land where the cowboys came. Taped a picture on the wall from a magazine. Got a renegade heartbeat in his chest. Gonna beg till I borrow his way out west. And a sea of sage rolling on and on. Gonna learn the way of a native son. Gonna turn the head of all who see him. And he's riding on a horse that day. Come freedom. Horseback men are made by the mile. Throw a leg over with a squint and a smile. No price of money can pay them dues. Just dragging cabs and building loot. In a sea of stage, rolling on and on. Gonna learn the way of a native son. Gonna turn the head of all who see him. And he's right.
Welcome back to Saddle Up America on the Equestrian Legacy Radio Network, and we're going to be talking Mustangs with a young lady who knows all about those Mustangs. It's Miss Carrie Schultes, who is the Director of Programs with the Mustang Heritage Foundation. Hey, Carrie, how are you?
Good. How are you doing?
I am doing good. My Siri just answered me. You ever have that happen?
No. Oh, no, I'm an Android girl.
Okay. All right. Well, anyway, how are you doing? That was so funny. Siri just answered me on the phone.
We are doing great over here at the Mustang Heritage Foundation. We got several new programs that are getting ready to roll out, and we're just having a good old time. Looking forward
all
to
right.
the future here.
Well, I guess I'll let folks know that I am chairman of Mustang Heritage Foundation, so I have a vested interest in the organization and its goals. And this young lady has played an integral part as we have separated from the Bureau of Land Management and are developing new programs with the Mustang Heritage Foundation. And she's been kind of a key person in this, along with Ashley Middleton, who's the Director of Operations for Mustang Heritage Foundation. But, Kerry, as you mentioned, we have some great new programs that we are rolling out. And so let's talk about the Mustang Heritage Foundation trail riding program that just was announced.
Yes.
Tell us a little bit about that.
I would love to. So we're all about recognizing the time that you are spending with not only your Mustangs, but your burros, too. The trail riding program does include both your Mustangs and burros. So we just want to recognize any time you guys are getting out there on the trail, whether it's just a fun weekend trail ride or you're competing in an endurance race or a long distance ride, or we have our competitive mounted orienteering folks out there riding their Mustangs too. And then we have all of our folks who are also doing pack burro racing. And I believe we have a pack burro race coming up in April in Tennessee. So anyone who runs with their burros there, they will qualify with some hours. And it doesn't even have to be an official race. If you're leading that burro around out on the trail or trying to, in my case, those hours count. So we're inclusive to both the Mustangs and the burros with our trail riding program.
All right, well, that's a cool deal, because one of the things that we really wanted to do was recognize the fact that people really enjoy spending time with either their Mustang or their burro and getting out and just enjoying the trails. And so we wanted to recognize people for spending time with their horses and their burros just doing that. And so how do they get involved with this, Kerry?
Well, you can get signed up on our website at MustangHeritageFoundation.org website under programs. We have a tab for the trail riding program. And down at the bottom, there's some forms, and you can even do them online if you'd like. And or if you have any questions, you can send an email in to trails@MustangHeritageFoundation.org. Or you can always give us a call at 512-869-3225, and we can get you taken care of.
All right. That is so cool. Now, we do want to point out that you need to be a member of the Mustang Heritage Foundation to participate in this program, and then you also register your horse or your burro, right?
Yes. The rider has to be a member of the Mustang Heritage Foundation, and you can enter. You can have as many Mustangs or burros or both if you have both signed up as you'd like. We just need to get those animals registered under your name as well. And again,
right,
if you have any questions, you can always give us an email or a call and we can get you taken care of.
All right, that's great. And we ask people to log their miles and
their
we just
hours.
Take your word on this, or hours on the trail.
Yes.
And we take your word for it, because we're not going to hold you to something. This is all for fun. But there's some neat rewards tied in with that as well. So you're not just riding and logging hours, but you're going to be rewarded as well. Can you tell us about what any of the awards are, the rewards?
So, yes, we have some jacket patches and trail riding T-shirt, Mustang Heritage Foundation hat. Then once you get a little higher up on your hours, we'll do lead ropes, jackets, horn bags, and a saddle pad. So,
all right.
We like to reward you for spending time in the saddle or walking along too. And we've all been
there. You go.
When you can't
there
find
you
a log on the trail, you had an untimely departure.
Oh gosh. Are you a trail rider? Do you like to get out and ride on the
trail? I am. We love the trail ride, and
all right.
we're looking forward. I'm over in southern Missouri now, right in the Ozarks, and there's some fabulous trails around here. So we're really looking forward to drying up a little more and getting out on the trails.
That is so cool. So how many Mustangs do you have?
I have two, and I also have two burros, and my younger burro, I'm hoping to get into some of the pack burro racing with him as well. So I don't know if I'll make April because I'm still recovering from moving and having a kid and
that's
everything
right.
here with him
that's
and
right.
Jeff too. So
that's
but,
right.
Yeah.
We were talking with Keenan and Grace earlier about their daughter Vera. That
yeah.
has just turned 2 years old, and I don't know how that happened. But but you have a youngster, don't you? And he's gonna be horseback.
Oh yeah, oh yeah. It's in our blood, that's for sure. We all ride. It's amazing. We always love lining
that's
up awesome. On those. We take trail rides up at my grandma's farm. She has some property, and we all love lining up for those family pictures on the horses.
That's great. That is great. Well, now as far as being a member of Mustang Heritage Foundation, there are some perks that go along with that, and there will be more perks that we'll be adding. But tell us a little bit about two new things that have been added. One of them is a weekly newsletter, and the other is a quarterly magazine. So tell us a little bit about that and how they can get those.
Yes, so we're reaching out. We're just trying to keep everyone a little more informed with what's going on with the Mustang Heritage Foundation. So if you happen to be a member, you've been seeing recently our weekly updates, the Mustang memo, and we're just keeping everyone up to date on what's happening again. We just had another newsletter go out, and that was all about our pickup for the Extreme Mustang Makeover, which will be held in June with the Mustang Heritage Spectacular.
All right, we'll talk
so
about that a little bit more.
We're excited to get the
Yeah, we'll talk about that a little bit more. The Mustang Heritage Magazine is really cool, and that is being produced by one of our board members, Ms. Shelley Nice, down in Florida. But that was just a cool deal. So the first of those magazines came out in December. And can you tell us a little bit about what people will see or what they saw in the December issue and what we can look forward to?
Yeah, so we're focusing on talking with trainers and kind of giving you more an in-depth look at who's a part of the Mustang community. And then we'll also keep you up to date on our bigger events and shows as they come along, too.
Yeah, and there was a real neat article in there in the December issue of about branded equine therapy in Arkansas.
Yes.
And there were some
yes.
cool pictures in there. So I think one of the things that people, they really do. And one of the things that I think you can look forward to in the magazine is seeing more stories about trainers, people that are on the trails program, mm-hmm. people that are utilizing Mustangs in so many different ways. They are such a versatile animal. And so you'll see more stories about that. I know that they've got another one that's coming up about an equine therapy program for young adults that is taking place in Utah. So there are a lot of things to look forward to in the Mustang Heritage Magazine that's coming up. And did I hear something, Carrie, about a scholarship program?
Yes, we are starting a youth scholarship program, and that is to honor some of our former Mustang Heritage Foundation board members. And we're looking at having $6,000 worth of scholarships for those. So if you're a high school senior or a college freshman, keep an eye out on our website because we all know how expensive college has gotten, so it's helpful to have some extra dollars to put towards that tuition, that's for sure.
That is right. That is right. So one of the things that we want to do is to help reward people for their activity with Mustangs and young folks that are looking forward to going into college. And you're right. We've got one that's getting ready to start school this fall. And
yeah.
I thought I was past all that.
Oh man, it's gotten expensive.
Yeah, it has. All right, we're gonna take a break. We're gonna listen to another song. This one is "Like the Horses Run." It's Mr. Dave Munsick. But when we come back, we're going to talk more with Carrie about a great event that's coming up in June called the Mustang Heritage Spectacular. Stay tuned. You're listening to Saddle Up America on the Equestrian Legacy Radio Network.
If I could run like the horses run, I'd be ahead of anyone, kicking the red dust at the yellow sun. If I could run like the horses run, if I had a mane on this neck of mine and a big broom tail hanging off behind, I'd hang 'em in the wind, boys, any old time, if I had a mane and a tail behind. Yes, I'd be free as the wind, and I'd kick it up to the sun. I'd see a rope coming in, and I'd run. Yes, I'd run. If I could move the way the horses do, I'd go anywhere that I wanted to. I might run away, I might come to you, if I could move like the horses do. On the side where I could see anyone try to sneak a rope on me, they'd swing it up once and I'd be free, if I could see what the horses see. I'd be free as the wind, and I'd kick it up to the sun. I'd see a rope coming in, and I'd run. Yes, I'd run. If I could run like the horses run, I'd be ahead of anyone. I'd kick up the red dust at the yellow sun, if I could run like the horses run.
You're listening to Saddle Up America on the Equestrian Legacy Radio Network, heard on our website at equestrianlegacy.net, on iHeartRadio, Apple Podcast, Spotify, and most streaming platforms. Just search for Equestrian Legacy Radio. Well, we're back talking with Carrie Schultes, who is the Director of Programs with Mustang Heritage Foundation. And Carrie, we have a phenomenal event coming up June the 20th through the 23rd, right here in Tennessee. Tell us about it.
Yes. We have the Mustang Heritage Spectacular right there in Franklin, Tennessee at the Williamson County Ag Expo Park. We are super excited for this show because we got one heck of a lineup for everyone. We have a celebrity freestyle challenge and then our Extreme Mustang Makeover. And we'll also be doing an open show that will be open to all Mustangs and burros. So we got a little something for everyone here, and I tell you, you're not going to want to miss this one.
This is a little bit unusual.
Will be
this,
fantastic. Yes.
Yeah. This is 4 days, and it's got more involved in it than anything else that you've seen in the past for an event that we've put on with our makeovers. But you have the celebrity freestyles. That's going to be on Saturday night, right?
Correct. That'll be on Saturday night.
All right. You have the extreme Mustang makeover, which so many people are accustomed to seeing out there. And the finals for that will be on Friday night. And then at the same time, we are having an open show that will conclude on Sunday. And so, I mean, this is more stuff than you can shake a stick at. Celebrity freestyles, extreme Mustang makeover, open show. But I'm really interested in finding out who do we have in the celebrity freestyle?
Oh, well, I believe we're going to be doing a big social media post about all of that and who we have coming. But I tell you what, you will not want to miss it. We have the best Mustang trainers from across the country competing. And I can't wait. I can't wait till everyone knows who's all coming, because these guys, they go all out. They go all out, and it's just amazing what they can get these Mustangs to do. I mean, these were once wild horses, and they are true showmen and ladies.
I can tell that you're trying to hold off on telling us who's in that celebrity freestyle.
But I know there's been a few leaks, but we
yeah, have, I've leaked a few.
The best lineup that I've ever seen with the Mustang competition.
Well, it's going to be pretty exciting, and yeah. Folks are going to know who they are right away when they see who the celebrities are. So I'm not going to mention Bobby Kirk coming at all. Okay, I didn't say that. Did not say that. Yeah, but it is going to be pretty amazing, the folks that are showing up for this thing. And we've got a tremendous lineup of judges. Also, we have a VIP event that's going to be taking place, don't we?
Yes, of course. We have our VIP event that will be taking place after the Celebrity Freestyle. So
right,
we'll have tickets available hopefully pretty soon.
All right, so tickets will be available for the VIP event. That's going to be pretty cool
be limited,
because you're going
to.
There you go. You're going to meet some of these unknown celebrities that she was alluding to, like Bobby Kerr at the VIP event. So you'll want to get your tickets for the VIP event so you can see some of these unknown celebrities like Bobby Kerr, who is going to be showing up with the event. I didn't just say that. But, you know, one of the exciting things, it is hard to contain the excitement. And when they find out who the rest of the celebrities are, they're going to be going crazy about this deal. But, you know, in addition to the celebrity freestyles on Saturday, the Extreme Mustang Makeover with the finals on that on Friday night, and the open show, one of the things that is so exciting for so many people is the fact that there will be a horse auction as well, won't there? Tell us a little bit about that.
So in true EMM fashion, we will be auctioning off all of the horses that come back to the competition for our Extreme Mustang Makeover. And that auction will be on Saturday afternoon. It's scheduled at 2 p.m. And if you fall in love with those horses, perfect, because we're also promoting the training process with those horses on our social media pages. So if you want to see who's training and if you're looking for a horse, this is a great place to get that horse. So go ahead and head on over to our social media pages. On Facebook, we are Mustang Heritage Foundation. And we'll have stories with those trainers. I believe we've posted a story about Sarah Chastain picking up her Devil's Garden Mustang for this Extreme Mustang Makeover and follow along with those Mustangs, and we'll hope you fall in love and come to the show and then come to the auction and get yourself in trouble with your spouse.
Oh, gosh. What was it? Somebody said, I keep buying bay horses because my wife never notices a new bay horse in the field.
All
the
same
story.
But what's
or the husband.
Nice about, yeah, what's nice about these horses is the Devil's Garden horses, they're well known for being big, stocky horses. So if you're in the market for a husband horse, these fit that bill, guys. So keep your eyes out, and we'll have some more information about the trainers and the horses on our website as well.
All right, so that's going to be great. And by the way, the horses for this particular Extreme Mustang Makeover are coming from the National Forest Service from Devil's Garden out in California. And so the pickup for that was just this past weekend. So you can check out our social media and see some of the video footage from the pickup that's on there, some photographs. And so you'll see some of the horses at there before. And then when you come in June, you'll be able to see the after, because the transformation is going to be pretty amazing. And these trainers take these horses. Now, how many days is that going to be, Gary?
About 120 days.
Yeah. So we have about 120 days that these horses are going to go from wild Mustangs that have been virtually unhandled to some of the most phenomenal livestock and horse flesh that you've seen. And you will be able to purchase those on Saturday the 22nd, right there in Franklin, Tennessee, at the Williamson County Ag Center. Any other news that you want to share about anything going on with Mustang Heritage Foundation, or we'll just keep more of the surprises a secret for right now, I think.
Yeah, we have a few other things coming down the pipeline. We'll be at a few well-known trade shows as well. We'll be out at the Rocky Mountain Horse Expo, and we'll also have a booth at the Franklin Rodeo there in May. But in April, we'll also be up at the Equine Affair in Ohio. So if you happen to be listening in or in those areas, come out and see us.
Okay. Now, we're at San Antonio for the Mustang Heritage Foundation Wild to Mild event. And I just saw photographs of that today, but that's going to be taking place February, the 22nd, 23rd, I believe, are the dates for that in San Antonio, Texas.
Yeah, it's held during the San Antonio Stock Show. So, and we'll have representatives there. James Ellis will be there for the whole time. So if you have any questions about Mustangs, they'll have some on site. So you can even go see some of the Mustangs in person before the show.
That's going to be awesome. The dates on that are February the 22nd through the 23rd at the Freeman Coliseum at the San Antonio Stock Show and Rodeo. We'll be at the Rocky Mountain Horse Expo March 15th through the 17th in Denver, Colorado. We'll be at Road to the Horse in Lexington, Kentucky, March 21st through the 24th. And you just mentioned the Equine Affair. I think that's April 11th through the 14th in Columbus,
yes,
Ohio.
That's correct. Mm-hmm.
Any other places that we're going to be going?
You'll just have to check back with us.
The Franklin Rodeo, that's right. We'll be at the Franklin Rodeo in May in Franklin, Tennessee. So plenty of opportunity to come by and visit with folks from Mustang Heritage Foundation and learn more about what Mustang Heritage Foundation is doing to help encourage people to adopt America's greatest treasure, the symbol of the American West, America's Mustangs. So, Kerry, you're a great guest.
Well, thank you. It was a pleasure being
here. You're very welcome. You're very welcome. And we'll have to have you back again to talk a little bit more about what's going on and some of these unknown events that we are working on right now, because we're keeping that under wraps right now. But it's going to be a fun year with the Mustang Heritage Foundation and everything that's going on right now. So, Kerry, thank you so much. And we will talk with you soon, my friend.
Thank you.
All right. Talk to you soon. We're going to listen to a song from Mr. Dave Stamey. It's Where Have All the Horses Gone? We'll be back in just a moment on Saddle Up America on the Equestrian Legacy Radio Network.
In the old willow corral, dusk is high. Through the dust, sundown puts the sky ablaze. Horses churning round, fire in their eyes, and the night winds come and carry them away. In a fitful sleep he sees the horses run along the breaks that climb above the river. A gray mist is rising, and he sees it come. He cries out, but it swallows them complete. Where have all his horses gone? Wild as Dakota sky, vanished like starlight in the dawn. Where have all scoured deserts, cross yellow rocks, he drives them toward the trap in the canyon, where shale and shore scarred their hocks. In his mind he still sees them run. On old slippered feet, a lamp burns dim in the hall, while sirens wail down some darkened streets. Through the years, he hears them call.
Mr. Dave Stamey, Where Have All the Horses Gone? Well, it's been a fun show today. We certainly enjoyed having the farmer and Adele join us for the Campfire Cafe, Grace Adele and Keenan Wade, and share some of their music and share some of their stories. And look forward to having them back. They were just a lot of fun to visit with, as well as Miss Carrie Schultes, who is the Director of Programs with Mustang Heritage Foundation, joining us for Saddle Up America. And a lot of exciting things going on with the Mustang Heritage Foundation and a lot of things coming up that will be announced a little bit later on. We want to remind you that you can tune in to Saddle Up America and the Campfire Cafe starting at noon Central Standard Time on Thursdays, as well as live from Nashville. And my co-host on that show is my wife, Mary Kay Holt, and we visit with up-and-coming stars and independent artists from Nashville and around the world in the bluegrass, country, Americana, and gospel fields as well. So that all takes place on Tuesday starting at noon Central Standard Time. But you can listen to all of the shows anytime from our website at equestrianlegacy.net, on iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and most other streaming platforms. Just search for Equestrian Legacy Radio. Well, it's been a pleasure to have you joining us today for the Campfire Cafe in Saddle Up America. We're going to close out the show today with a song from our good friend, Miss Mary Ann Kennedy. It's one called Spirit Horse. We'll see you next Thursday on the Campfire Cafe in Saddle Up America.
My soul can soar.